Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations General Assembly has focused on Israel and is blaming the Jewish state for all the troubles in the Middle East. In a moment, I'll have my broadcast partner, Winky Medad, from Israel with more information on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, let's get to Winky Medad, as I promised. Winky, I introduced this by making a statement. It seems like the United Nations can only focus on Israel, on the Jewish people, on what's happening, and in particular the settlements. For example, the Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, started attacking even before the General Assembly came together, saying that the Jewish settlements there in Israel were illegal. You are living on illegal real estate, according to him. President Obama said occupation cannot go on forever. Tayyip Erdogan said that he would negotiate between the Palestinians and the Israelis. From the spokesperson for France, he said that there must be an international conference. Mahmoud Abbas said, "We are calling on the United Nations and all the nations of the world to end the Israeli occupation in 2017. What in the world? Is that all they have to talk about as it looks at the world, the settlements in Israel?
Well, no, of course not. But it relieves their frustration at everything else they're doing wrong. I mean, the amount of people being killed over the past couple of years in Syria, the amount of migrants trying to get into Europe, the racism in Europe in terms of the people coming out of the Middle East, the threat of the Middle East people to the stability of Europe, other terror things. I mean, it's so much more comforting to hit on us, to use a phrase. Perhaps it relieves their tension, perhaps it assuages their conscience, or at least it means that it's the most majority upheld opinion in the United Nations, even though it's unjust, immoral, and incorrect.
Did you ever hear the phrase that two-thirds of all the resolutions passed in the United Nations were against the nation of Israel? Is that pretty much correct?
It's pretty much correct. It just shows you how much the Bible is correct, that we're a light unto the nations, that we stand out so much. Unfortunately, it's all at the present moment for the wrong reasons.
Winky Medad with comments on the United Nations' focus on the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A world government will come to power in the future and endeavor to destroy the Jewish people. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Revelation chapter 18 foretells of a world government that will endeavor to wipe out the Jewish people in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, and that will be for the purpose so God will not be able to fulfill his promises to the Jewish people. However, what we have witnessed at the United Nations is not the fulfillment of Revelation 18, but is simply a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...